This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Happy birthday to me. My birthday every single year just sneaks up on me. I don't ever plan anything. It's almost like a inside joke between my husband and I, like, my birthday's coming up. Like, that's the only person, you know, that I really tell. And then it's just like, all of a sudden, my birthday's here. This year is not really any different. I remember telling Ariana that my birthday was coming up, and she was like, oh my God, we have to do something. And our initial plan was to go bowling. And I was like, that would be so fun. Like, just get a bunch of couples together and go bowling. But March is so bananas that there's not a day that makes sense to go bowling. We also don't have a regular babysitter, so that's difficult. That's something we really need to work on. And I've just been dragging my ass trying to find somebody. Anyways, we're not going bowling, but this is my March. So I'm recording this today on March 5th. So my birthday is on the 7th. And on my birthday day, so like when you're listening to this, if you are an avid listener that listens to it the day it comes out, which you should be, I booked a massage for 9 a.m. with the girl that I see in Guelph. I am obsessed. I love going to get massage. And like, we always work on different things. I'll be like, oh, can you do my legs today? Or, you know, focus on my shoulders and like my forearms. Like, she really, I love a deep pressure massage. So I booked a massage at 9 a.m. She had an opening. I was very excited. And then a couple years ago, my husband got me a gift certificate from, you know, the vintage hotels. There's like a chain of hotels in Southern Ontario, and they have spas and they're just kind of like boutique hotels. So I had a gift card for there, and he's like, you should really use that. And I was like, yeah, I should. So I booked a facial at one of those spas for 11:30. So I'm going to go from my massage to my facial. And then I was trying to find someone in Guelph to do Botox with, because the girl I used to go see is in Newmarket, which is literally like almost 2 hours away now, which is sad. It's always hard when you move to try and find new people for all these things, like a massage therapist and, you know, like a hairstylist, whatever. I finally found a guy, and I called to make an appointment for Botox because I've let it go like way too long because I was just procrastinating trying to find somebody here. And his wait list was until June. I was like, what? I'm used to like just getting in fairly quickly with places for Botox, even though I've only been to one. But still, I was like, okay. So I was going to get it with my aunt in Sudbury. You guys know she has that place that does facials and Botox and stuff. But then they called me and they're like, we have an opening. Somebody canceled on March 7th. And I was like, well, that's my birthday. And she's like, oh my God, birthday Botox. I was like, yes. So at 3 p.m., I go see him for Botox. And then I want to talk to him about under eye filler and just options for that, like what he thinks. So yeah, that's my birthday day. I'm sure my husband's going to get me a cake because he never passes an opportunity to buy a birthday cake. So I'm excited for that. And initially he had made dinner reservations and I was like, no, I don't want to go out for dinner on my birthday. And like, we would have went as a family with Milo because babysitter. And he's like, yeah, I made a reservation. And I was like, yeah, but like, I have a massage in the morning. Then I have a facial, which means I'm going to be covered in grease and oil. I'll probably come home, have a lunch, chill, and then shower and go to the Botox appointment, which I'm not going to wear makeup to. So like, I just want to chill, you know? My day to day is pretty enjoyable and I love our home life. So going out for dinner to me is like, nah, I don't think so. So that's my birthday on Thursday. That's my plan. So we're going to just order, I was going to say take in, no, take out, but we're going to eat it inside the house. And then on Saturday morning, I'm going to drive up to my parents' place because Milo has a 2 week March break. Yes, you heard that correctly, 2 weeks long. So we're going to go up to my parents' place Saturday morning and stay there till Wednesday. I'm going to have to just work from there because I haven't prepared and gotten things done for me to go away or take time off. So I'm just going to work wherever I am. On Wednesday, we come back, we do swimming lessons, and then we leave on Friday. So it gives me Thursday to do laundry, to pack. Friday, we go to Vancouver.
So we fly there Friday, and then Saturday night and Sunday night, I booked a hotel near where my brother and Caroline live in Vancouver. So Caroline's gonna come stay with me in the hotel, and we're gonna have like girly weekend time. And Monday, I take the train from the hotel downtown Vancouver to the airport in Vancouver, fly to LA by myself. Then on Tuesday, my husband will fly to LA to meet me because it's his birthday that week. So I was like, why don't you meet me in LA and we can celebrate your birthday? So we're gonna do that. I've always wanted to take him to Catch because they have delicious sushi, and I'm gonna get my freaking milk bar cake. There is a milk bar in West Hollywood, and I cannot wait to get that massive piece of cake with all the different flavors. Milk bar is my absolute favorite cake. The birthday sprinkle cake one, unreal. So looking forward to that. And then we fly back to Vancouver on Thursday, which is his actual birthday. And then Friday, we fly back to Toronto. And then Monday, life resumes as normal. So that's my March. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I can just a circle back onto why I even started this rant. I was like, oh, it's gonna be hard for me to even find a day to go bowling or celebrate my birthday with friends. So I don't know. I'll do some fun stuff eventually. You know? So this birthday episode, oh my God, I forgot to even mention Patreon is live, and I'm so excited about it because it is like a separate community from social media, from the actual podcast show. It's somewhere where you don't feel like people are going to be judging you. You could just be more candid, more like, I don't know how to explain it, but I'm very excited. The episodes are going to be in the moment, candid, as I said, raw. Sometimes something happens in my life, like we have a big meltdown, I have a terrible day, and I'm like, oh, some people want to go journal about it. Like, I just want to like sit in front of a microphone and, you know, vomit my words out and like work through it mentally. So that is where all of that stuff can go. You guys know I always want to do more solo episodes. I want to do more. But as I explained before, it's difficult once your show gets to be big and you have like a structure and there's people that are working on the show who do certain things. Like, I can't just like be willy-nilly like throwing stuff up, and you know, it doesn't make sense. So now with the Patreon, I can do all that stuff over there. And also with vlogging, I'm obsessed because vlogging doesn't feel like I'm on my phone all the time. It's like I have this little camera and I'm just like filming stuff and talking to the camera. It's not the same as having a phone. So I love, like, I vlogged the whole Disneyland experience. That is up on the Patreon right now. It's like a half hour vlog of our whole trip. And then I vlogged getting ready for the black tie bingo, which features my neck pimple. So you have that to look forward to. And I love it. I love filming everything, editing it, putting it all together and putting it up. But I don't necessarily want to put it up for the whole world to see. Do you know what I'm saying? So I like that it's just you guys that get to see these things. And yeah, I'm not as open, I guess, on social media, if that makes sense. Anyways, another huge bonus of Patreon is the live streams. So you will get a link every month. I want to do a live stream where we're just like hanging out. Maybe we're going to talk about a certain topic that day. I also want to start doing the mom chats again, where I have listeners come on and record an episode with me, just like shooting the shit, because I like finding out about other people's lives. And, you know, let's talk about things that you're dealing with, or, you know, something exciting that's going on. So I will do some mom chats, and then I just put them up on the Patreon. It's such a nice, like, it's like I have this place where I could just put up whatever I want, you know? Okay. So Patreon is out. You go to patreon.com/themomroom. Let me just double check if it's the Mom Room podcast or the Mom Room. Please hold. It's such a neat platform. I am a member of the Toast Patreon and I'm enjoying it so much. And I was like, oh my God, I want to do the same thing because it's so, like, I just love it. Okay, I found it. It is www.patreon.com/themomroompodcast. So go sign up. It's literally like the cost of one latte per month, and you get to hang out and be with other cool moms. So something to think about. My husband and I both turn the big 40 next year, and we have been thinking a lot about our long-term health. We want to get smarter about our health, make better choices, but also not feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction. There is so much information out there, and it can be hard to figure out what applies to you, what is right, and what is wrong. Well, let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week. Don't just take my word for it. Naomi's Apple Review says Zoe Science and Nutrition is super easy to consume even if you don't understand the science, with loads of actionable tips, a great mix of guests, and interesting cutting-edge science. You can't go wrong with a weekly podcast where world-leading scientists explain how their own research could improve your health. If you're ready to join millions of others like Naomi transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts. This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. If you're like me, then the bane of your existence is thinking about what to feed your children, prepping food, going to the grocery store, all of the above. Who has the time? We are all so busy, and it's important to incorporate things into our life that keep our life as simple and convenient as possible. Little Spoon is one way to do just that. They deliver fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kid will love at every eating stage they are in. The baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. They partner with Clean Label Project to test their blends for 400 plus contaminants, including heavy metals, so you know you're getting good stuff. The Biteables are finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding, and they are healthy, balanced, and free of artificial junk. The Little Spoon plates are toddler and big kid meals that are free of junk, and they taste amazing. Even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. They also offer really fun things like puffs. They have smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. You quite literally never have to think about food again. It's just easy peasy. And did I mention this all comes right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. The price is right, the quality is unmatched. You are going to love it, and your kids are going to love it. It is just a huge win for your family. Simplify your kids' mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code momroom at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. That is my birthday present that I want from everybody, is go on the Patreon, let's have fun, and you can watch me be silly. Actually, I'm so excited to go to my mom's house because I have all the treats from our childhood ready to go, like fruit by the foot, fruit roll-up, those like Aw caramels, Flakies, Joe Louis, all the things. And Liza and I are going to taste test all of them now as adults. And I have a feeling like it's going to be interesting. My absolute favorite is the Billet Log. I don't know if you guys had that when you were little. My husband didn't know what it was. I was like, are you kidding? This is the best treat in the world. So I'm curious to see if I still feel that way or if I'm like, this is disgusting. Okay, let's get into 39 pieces of advice for my 39th birthday. I had you guys write in advice. You guys had some amazing pieces of advice. And then I added some of my own. And right now there's two blank ones at the end. So number 38 and 39 are blank, but perhaps I will think of them as I go. I wanted to leave them blank and just kind of do it on the spot. So here we go. Number one, don't overthink things. One of you guys entered that into the little question box. Don't overthink things. And I agree with this. And I honestly think the only time we overthink things when it comes to like motherhood or relationships, especially, is when we're concerned about what we want to do, if other people are going to agree. If it's something that you truly want to do, you truly believe in, for example, you don't want to breastfeed anymore and you want to give your child formula, but you're worried about what other people are going to think or what your mother-in-law is going to say or your sister-in-law or your own mom, you know, who knows? Don't overthink it. just be like, this is my choice. This is my life. You have to talk to yourself. One of my pieces of advice, you'll see, it's very similar. You have to give yourself time to think and be like, what is it that I want? If you are going to overthink something, make sure it's just for yourself and not overthinking what other people are going to think, or, you know, so-and-so did something else, so now I feel bad making a different decision. No. As soon as you have your decision made and you know that that feels right for you, that's going to make you happy, that is what's best for your family as a result, then you do it and move on. Number two, there is no right way to do things. There's lots of different ways that work for different families. And this reminds me of a long time ago on one of the episodes, one of the things that blew my mind and I was like, oh, I love this, is that best practice is not best for everyone. And this is, you know, this piece of advice that someone wrote in is in line with that. There are a million different ways to raise a healthy and happy family, not just one. And so don't stress about trying to compare yourself with other people or trying to do what, you know, one article online said is the best thing to do or what one of your friends is doing. You can do things your way. Like, for example, we're eating dinner at the coffee table every night and we're good. Like, we're happy with that. We're, you know, we have good relationships. We're, it doesn't mean that, like, oh my God, my family's going down the drain because we eat dinner at the coffee table. No. So do what works for you. For us, we don't like sitting at the dining room table. Dinner time is not necessarily the time where I want to sit and have conversations with my husband or Milo. I want to just relax and eat. And if we have a show on that we're watching, okay, we'll talk later. Dinner time does, like, there's no rules. You can choose how your day-to-day functions, and that's okay. Okay, Renee, you got to go quicker because time, you know? Don't do any, I loved this one, and this was so me. Don't do anything during nap time that you can do while they're awake. So if you have a young baby, they go down for a nap, don't try and get stuff done that you can do when they're awake. Use that nap time for yourself. You don't get time to yourself otherwise. So if you want to lay on the couch and watch Vanderpump Rules, do that. If you want to have a nice shower, do that. If you want to make yourself a nice lunch, do that. Don't do chores and clean and, you know, my sister used to put, as soon as Poppy would go down, she would put all her toys away perfectly. And I was like, you're crazy. Because as soon as she wakes up, they're going to be all over the place again. So don't bother. Just chill. Do what you want to do during nap time. Oh my God. I could not read my own writing, but I got it now. Someone recommended that if you're trying to settle a little one, use water or take them outside. So maybe playing with water, have a nice bath, or take them outside. I had never heard that before, but I can see how that works. And honestly, when I read it, I was like, yeah, me too. Like, if I'm in a mood, I would like to go for a walk outside, or I would like to have a bath. So I get it. Somebody said you need to expect change in yourself. There's ebbs and flows in life. And 1000% agree. It's like how I said before, there's different seasons of life, different seasons of your relationship. And if we're constantly trying to compare our current situation in life to how we used to live in the past or how our relationship looked before we had kids, you're just setting yourself up. Just acknowledge and accept that there are different seasons of life. Things are going to change. You know, there's going to be good years, bad years, not bad, but different, you know, different. Our relationship looks much different than it did before we had a child, and that's okay. Our relationship 10 years from now or 13 years from now when Milo is an older teenager is also going to look different. It's just things are different and it's changing, and that's okay. Number six. Don't live your entire life for your family. And maybe some people are like, oh my God, what did she say? But it's so true. You are still a person that is going to have interests, that is going to have hobbies, that is going to have relationships outside of the home. And I always say, maintain a life outside of the home. Have your hobbies, hang out with friends. And it's easier said than done when your children are really small, because when they're small, they do require a lot of attention and they are very dependent on you. And it's not as easy to have a babysitter or, you know, have them stay with family. Milo's five. He's going to be six at the end of the summer. And my mom was like, oh, this summer you guys should bring him to our house and we can watch him. You and Pri can go somewhere. And I was like, oh my God, like, are we entering this stage of life? Like, wow. But yeah, try. And I think it's a lot easier for dads to maintain a life outside of the home because they don't have that long stretch of time where they are recovering, feeding, stuck at home. Their mood is not completely different. They're not, you know, like the first few weeks of Milo's life, I just wanted to stay at home with Milo and not have visitors. And my husband was like out working, doing his regular job. Like, it's just totally a different experience. And I think we need to be mindful of that because otherwise we fall into this, you know, every day is like Groundhog Day and we don't get out and do things that we did before we had kids. So very, very important. Don't live your entire life for your family. Also, if you do that, it might seem cool for a while, but once your kids are older and don't really need you as much anymore, they're not as dependent, you're gonna be like, damn, I wish I maintained relationships and had hobbies. And, you know, maybe you like to play a sport or go skiing, like whatever it is, you know, make pottery. I would like to do that one day. Number 7, be honest with kids. I need a 30-minute break. That's the example that she gave. I love this. This is similar to, you know, I was talking about the phone box where we put our phones in a box between 5 and 9. It's very similar to the point where, like, if it's 7:30 p.m. and I'm like, oh, I should post that reel that I made or that TikTok, I will take the phone and be like, I'm going to be 20 minutes. I'm going to go upstairs, do what I have to do, and then I will come back. Instead of trying to be in the moment with your kids, but also like focused and mentally somewhere else, if you need a break, if you need to get something done, just be like, okay, I'm gonna do this for 20-30 minutes, I'll be right back. Or maybe you're just on the couch and you're like, okay, I'm not gonna play blocks anymore for a little bit, mommy's taking a break. Like, verbalize it so that they know, oh, this is a conscious decision that they're making. Like, they are not going to be engaged or playing Legos for the next half hour. That's okay, just let it be known so that you don't feel like you're stuck in between two things at once. Number 8, no mess or any broken item is worth more than your child's feelings. I love this. I've never had a problem with mess. The other day, Milo took a marker, which I ordered these markers on Amazon. I thought they were, like, I'm so used to washable markers, I forgot that permanent markers even existed. But I guess these markers that I ordered are not washable. And he never does this. But all of a sudden, I go to hang a wet sweater over the banister upstairs. I go to hang it over. There's a massive marker mark all the way across the wood banister in dark purple. And I gasped. I was like, and Pri was like downstairs, what's happening? I was like, oh my God, come and see this. We didn't get mad at him. It's like, okay, big whoop. We explained to him that you can't do that and so on and so forth. Same with the mess. Make a mess. Put your toys everywhere. Do whatever. A mess can be cleaned up. I never stress over messes, over things getting broken, unless it's like something that's expensive, like an electronic. But I don't make a huge deal about it. But he knows my cameras are very expensive. Like, it's not a toy. We have talked to him about those things before so that he knows. But yeah, less stress. Not being stressed about messes is life-changing. Number 9, don't worry if your motherhood experience isn't the same as your friends. This is interesting, and it also made me think about social media, because a lot of the times we talk about the things that are tangible that we see on social media. So somebody has a really clean kitchen, their kids are always dressed matching, and they're doing like fun activities and sensory bins and that kind of thing. But we don't often talk about the experience of seeing somebody look like they're enjoying motherhood more than we are, you know? So we're feeling shitty because we don't feel the same way about motherhood, or we're not as, you know, happy, or because we're only seeing people's highlight reels. And even if it's friends in real life, you know, not everyone is super comfortable to open up and share struggles or difficult moments or things about their relationship that we're probably all experiencing. So we start to think that we're the only one that is is super ragey on Sunday afternoons, or, you know, is not enjoying taking their child to a park or whatever it might be. We often don't talk about that. Like the experience of feeling like we're not feeling the same way other people are that are in our position. This piece of advice was, don't worry if your motherhood experience isn't the same as your friends. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. You know how a lot of people can't leave the house without a water bottle? It's like their emotional support water bottle. I am the exact same way with facial tissues. And that is because I have such bad allergies, specifically in my sinuses, to the point where I know I'm going to have to blow my nose multiple times in a day, and I cannot be out in public without my emotional support facial tissues. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so that you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Now I know if I have a big event, maybe I'm going to a concert, going out for dinner, I don't want to be blowing my nose every 2 seconds. It's very unbecoming. And so I will take Claritin D and enjoy my evening. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Lola V. Lola V is an award-winning hair care line by none other than Jennifer Aniston. They offer clean, plant-powered products for every hair type and texture. I just did my whole hair care routine with all the products the other night, and I am obsessed. Along with incredible shampoo and conditioner, they have an intensive repair treatment that you can use once a week. They also have a lightweight hair oil. There's a leave-in treatment, and there's also a glossing detangler, which I need because lately I want to do my hair in like a slicked back look, but my hair's too frizzy. Get 15% off Lola V with the code MOMROOM at www.lolav.com/momroom, and Lola V is LOLAVIE. We are all so different. Our day-to-day lives are so different. You cannot compare. It's like comparing apples to oranges. Number 10, fill your cup first. Again, this is like having hobbies. What actually makes you happy? Do more of that. I had to actually sit and think, like, what makes me happy? Like, what do I enjoy? And it doesn't always have to be something that's productive. One of my goals for 2024 was to watch more TV. Okay. And I'm not talking about like educational TV. I'm talking about reality TV. I thoroughly enjoy watching and following along with reality TV shows. But last year I was so busy. Like, I just stopped doing that. I would watch a couple shows, but it wasn't like a regular thing. And so this year I was like, I need to watch more TV, put on documentaries on Netflix. I love those things, but I wasn't making time for it. And I was keeping myself busy doing other things. So now that's a priority. And it sounds silly. It's not a bubble bath. Reading my Kindle before bed is also something that I did a long time ago because I would scroll my phone and I was like, this is like not giving me anything. And now I read, I put my phone away and I read for like 45 minutes. And I love that. And it has become a habit now. I can't fall asleep without that. So think about it. What is something that you want to do more of? Number 11, give yourself grace. So this is a good one. And the reason why we get hyped up over certain things when it comes to motherhood is because we care. Like, we care a lot. We take this role very seriously. So it's easy to react and be upset about certain things. Also, I think about when Tanya was saying that repair is so important in relationships to the point that you don't want to be perfect. You don't want to model to your child that you are perfect and have never made a mistake in your life and everything is just neutral or happy, because that's not life. They shouldn't be going through life not learning or seeing what a difficult time looks like, how to navigate through an argument, how to apologize to someone, the different ranges of emotions that humans experience. Can you imagine? Can you imagine growing up only seeing like smiles and happy, happy, and then you go into the world and your boss gets mad at you? Like, oh my God, like you would freak out. So give yourself grace. Understand that it's not good to be perfect. Guys, being perfect sucks. There's my piece of advice. Being perfect is not perfect. Okay? We're human. We want to have a range of emotions. We want to go through all different kinds of experiences and repair with our kids, repair with our partners. Number 12. As soon as you have your kid figured out, they will change. Ain't that the truth? As soon as you're comfortable with a stage, you're like, oh, I got nap time down pat. It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to roll over now. That is always the case. Oh, everything's going so well. Well, now I'm going to start walking and hitting my head on every surface. So don't, what do I say about that? Don't get too comfortable, okay? And don't be alarmed when, you know, you have a couple days of smooth sailing and then all of a sudden the next developmental milestone hits and you're like, damn it. And then you got to learn again. Number 13, no is a complete sentence. You don't have to explain. You don't have to justify. And I find myself always justifying things. I think it was my conversation with Abby Metcalf. Or no, it's an episode that's coming up with Erica. I don't know if it's on my podcast or hers. That's Erica Josa from Momwell. We did a swap, so she'll be on soon. But I think we were talking about screen time or tablets at a restaurant. And I'm like, yeah, like explaining the situation that happened. And then I'm trying to justify why we have screen time sometimes or why he uses his tablet sometimes. And it's like, I don't even have to justify that. Like, it's fine. It's fine. So no is a complete sentence. You don't have to explain. You don't have to justify. This is hilarious. Number 14, don't overpluck your eyebrows. Don't. The only reason I have nice eyebrows is because when I was in my early 20s, I think, mid-20s maybe, I applied for Canada's Next Top Model because that used to be a show. And I made it like all the way to the final rounds. And one of the things that they had you do before you went to Montreal to like do the in-person stuff was they were like, don't touch your eyebrows anymore. So it was months of not touching your eyebrows. They wanted them overgrown. So all my eyebrows grew back and then I was able to shape them properly. So that's the only reason I have nice eyebrows right now. Number 15, trust your gut and your instinct. Again, this goes with don't overthink things and do things like you know what feels right and what you want to do, whether it's motherhood, relationships, whatever. So just trust your gut, trust your instinct. I want to look into this. Like, what's the evolution or like the scientific background with regard to trusting your gut? Like, is there science behind this? I'm very curious. It's like when something happens with a mom and then they turn into like a superhero and can like lift a car off their baby. Is that like, is there actual research behind trusting your gut? I'm curious. Number 16, only focus on what you can control. Facts. It's similar to you are not responsible for how somebody reacts to your boundaries or like how somebody responds to a boundary that you set is none of your business or what somebody says about you online is none of your business. You know, like it doesn't matter. 17, there's no such thing as balance. And one of my favorite quotes from Lauren Bostick is, you can have everything, because you know, it's like, oh, you can have everything, a career and, you know, motherhood and all that stuff. You can have everything, just not on the same day. And it's similar to what Matthew McConaughey was saying when I asked him about balance. Yeah, some seasons of life I was like 100% dad, that was the main focus, I was crushing it. And then other seasons of life, it was like, I'm doing a movie and I'm so into the character and work and I'm on location. And that was where most of my time and effort was going. Again, it ebbs and flows, different seasons of life. And it can be that way even within a week. Like some days I'm like, got my shit together, making dinner, going for a walk, building Legos, doing all the things. And then other days I'm more distracted by work stuff. You can have it all, just not on the same day. 18, believe in yourself. You become your thoughts. Yes. And to be honest, you should be a little bit delusional, you know? I wanted to start a podcast and ordered a $60 microphone on Amazon and sat in my closet and just started recording because I was like, yeah, this is gonna be huge. I'm gonna be a podcaster and that's all there is to it. You have to be delusional. Like, I probably will be friends with Stassi Schroeder and like our kids are gonna be friends and that's just how it's gonna be. Like, that's probably what's gonna happen. But like, I actually think these things and then they tend to come true. So like, Stassi, do you want my number? But seriously, I remember being little and driving past a sign in Florida that was like a university in Florida. And I was like, oh my God, it's crazy. Like, from Northern Ontario, people actually go to university in Florida. That is so cool. I'm going to go to university in Florida. And then I fucking went to university in Florida. You know, I manifested that when I was little. And then that just ended up happening. When I was getting letters from universities about volleyball scholarships and like offers to go play at the school, I was just waiting for an email from a Florida school. And I was like, boom, got it. I went and I loved the experience and my friends and like, I loved being there at the school. It was amazing. But the whole volleyball part was not for me. So I came home, but still I did it. Okay. Number 20. Okay. I'm going to leave it at 20 and I'm going to do the rest of the advice next week as a solo because we are well over the allotted time for this episode. I just want to say thank you guys so much. I hope you join me on Patreon and have fun over there. I will say all the episodes that I put on Patreon, they are exclusive to Patreon members, but you will be able to copy the link for the episodes and listen to them in your podcast platforms. Same with the vlogs. I believe it just takes you to YouTube, but they are private videos. So you need the link, which you just click on them on Patreon. I will show you guys on Instagram what it looks like, how to use the platform, how to sign up. Yeah, very excited. Thank you for all the birthday wishes. I'm just going to say that now because I'm assuming I'm going to get so many birthday wishes. And it's a year until I'm 40. Like, next year at this time, I will be 40. What's going to happen? I feel a little bit of pressure to work out because I feel my body, like, I'm sore all the time, my lower back, my hips. I feel my body is like, okay, we're getting older. You got to do something. So I'm trying to get my health in order and take care of myself. I want to be 40 and be like, yeah, I'm strong, you know? So anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. I am 39, which is wild. I hope you guys have a lovely weekend. It's probably many of your March breaks coming up and I hope they are uneventful and fun and enjoyable and you get to relax a little bit. And I will be back next Thursday with the second half of this episode, which will be advice. Okay. More advice, more random anecdotes. So thank you. And I will see you on Tuesday. Bye.